Welcome to this episode of FEA Today. My name is Matt Costella, director of the Fundamental Evangelistic Association, headquartered at the Grace Bible Church in Fresno, California. Our hope and prayer is that this brief program will encourage you in the things of the Lord and direct your attention to God's Word as you seek to make sense of the world in which we find ourselves today. In this introductory episode of FEA Today, I simply want to take the time to introduce you to the Fundamental Evangelistic Association, or FEA for short. The Fundamental Evangelistic Association was founded in 1928 in Los Angeles, California, by Pastor M.H. Reynolds Sr. and several other godly men who were witnessing the subtle inroads of religious liberalism in many of the churches and Bible colleges of their day. Pastor Reynolds, who happens to be my great-grandfather, wanted to stand firm on the fundamentals of the faith. He wanted to maintain a godly testimony by separating from doctrinal error, and he wanted to encourage other pastors, Christian leaders, and lay people to simply remain faithful to God rather than to the tide of compromise that was becoming so prevalent. Thus, from its inception almost 90 years ago, the motto of the Fundamental Evangelistic Association has been to preach the gospel, teach the word, and contend for the faith. This really continues to be the heartbeat of our ministry today. We seek to have a balanced approach to ministry by emphasizing the clear gospel of grace, by teaching God's word in an effort to mature believers in the faith, and by warning fellow Christians of the many dangerous teachings and doctrines that are so prevalent not only in our world today, but even oftentimes especially in the professing church. We seek to do this primarily through the preaching of God's Word, even here on Grace Global Radio and at the local church headquarters of the FEA, Grace Bible Church of Fresno, California, and we seek to do this primarily through the printed page. The FEA publishes three quarterly magazines, three quarterly periodicals, as well as a variety of booklets and leaflets designed to share the gospel with the lost and disciple believers in the Word of God. First, we have Foundation Magazine, which is a quarterly magazine which contains articles to instruct and encourage fellow Christians. And really, the emphasis of Foundation Magazine is on addressing the issues faced by the church today. There are so many things that we must understand and grasp, so many voices that we're hearing from so many different directions today, and Foundation Magazine seeks to take the issues of the day, particularly in the church, and applying God's Word to those issues. Then we also publish Feature, which is a daily Bible study guide that seeks to guide the believer into the Word of God each day, with practical application to daily life and ministry. Feature is more than just basically a poem or a thought for the day. It really seeks to guide the reader into God's Word and allow God, through His Word, to speak and teach. And the third regular periodical that we have is called The Bright Spot. It's a magazine for elementary age young people. It has stories, puzzles, games, intended to familiarize children with God and His Word. In addition, as I mentioned before, we have a variety of leaflets and tracts and booklets and books, which can be found on our website, www.feasite.org. That's www.feasite.org. All of our materials that we publish here at the FEA emphasize the importance of the one true gospel of salvation by grace through faith alone. They all emphasize the importance of a dispensational hermeneutic in order to properly understand and interpret the Word of God. And they all emphasize the importance of biblical separation in regard to doctrine and fellowship. But today, with the time that we have remaining, I simply want to begin this introductory episode of FEA Today by elaborating on the first phrase of our FEA motto, which is preaching the gospel. Do you really know the gospel? The good news? The very word gospel means good news. But in order to first understand the good news, we must realize that this is juxtaposed against bad news. The bad news is this: every person born into this world is a sinner, and therefore cannot have a relationship with an all-holy God. This isn't my opinion. This is what God himself declares. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans that all have sinned. There are no exceptions. It makes clear that all have sinned and all, therefore, have come short of the glory of God. The Bible goes on and says that the wages, the paycheck, the result of this sin is death. The wages of sin is death. The Bible also mentions elsewhere that they who are in the flesh cannot please God. Again, this is not my opinion. These aren't simply my words. This is what God's word teaches, that all are sinners. The wages of sin is death, and those who are in the flesh cannot. It is not possible. It is impossible for them to please God. Well, so then, what exactly can we do? What can we do to provide or to have salvation? What can we do to have a relationship with God? Well, I want to begin by addressing what we cannot do. We have to understand that we have this serious sin problem separating us from God, but we cannot do anything of ourselves to merit God's favor. Think about it. We can't try to do good enough. We can't try to do enough good things to outweigh the bad. So many people today, in fact, probably the majority of people in the world, believe that if they just did more good things than they did bad or wicked things, then God would accept them into heaven or would have a relationship with them. But we can't. We can't try to do enough good things to outweigh the bad. The second thing we cannot do is we cannot go to church enough. There are many people who think, I'm going to heaven when I die. I have a relationship with God right now. Simply because I am a member of a church, or simply because I'm a person who has gone to church my whole life. Well, the short answer is we can't go to church enough. There's another thing we can't do. We can't dip ourselves or sprinkle ourselves with water to earn the favor of God. Many people today believe that they are going to heaven or they have a relationship with God right now because of the work of baptism, something that they did by as being baptized. They believe they entered into the body of Christ and now have favor or a relationship with God. Baptism can't save us. We can't change our lives, or we cannot change our behavior in order to have a relationship with God, in order for God to receive us. We can't change our lives. We can't change our behavior. In fact, as I mentioned earlier, God's word says they that are in the flesh cannot please God. There's something else we can't do. We can't walk down an aisle. We can't raise our hands and think we are saved or have a relationship with God simply because we've walked an aisle or raised a hand at some service in church. We can't do anything of ourselves, as we are dead in trespasses and sins. Rather, here is the good news. We must believe that Jesus Christ has already done it all for us. The Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world, notice, through him might be saved. Everlasting life comes through believing. Eternal life, yet future, and even right now, a personal relationship with God comes only through trusting in the person and work, the finished work of Jesus Christ for your eternal well-being. You see, Jesus, who is God manifest in the flesh, came to earth because of the love of God, came to earth, died for your sins, and rose again victorious over death. This, my friends, is the gospel. This is the good news. Some today might argue, well, isn't believing or trusting, isn't that a work? Isn't that something that we must do then in order to be saved? Well, the Apostle Paul answers this question clearly in Romans chapter 4. And we read in verse 1, "What shall we say then, that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now, to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly," notice, "his faith is counted for righteousness." What a blessing. The Apostle Paul answers this question in Romans 4. Isn't believing or trusting a work? Well, God, through the Apostle Paul, makes it abundantly clear that one is justified or declared righteous by God only through faith, and that faith is not a work. Abraham is just one example of one justified by faith, not by works. Elsewhere in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul makes it clear that grace and works are mutually exclusive. We have to grasp and understand this fact. What many people don't understand today is this: everyone is trusting in something or someone for their eternal well-being, if you think about it. Most people are trusting in themselves, or maybe they're trusting in their own ideas or their own opinions or the beliefs of others. Everyone is trusting in something or someone for their eternal well-being. Those who say, "Well, I don't believe that I can come to God by faith alone," well, they're trusting in their own idea of then what it takes, or whether there is a God or not. They're trusting in their own finite intellect. Yet the very God who created us has made it very clear. We must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in order to become a child of God and receive forgiveness of our sins and eternal life. Isn't that the most wonderful gift that God could ever give us? The ability to have our sins forgiven. The ability to know for sure that even now we have a relationship with God. The ability to know that we can grow in God's grace and in that relationship with Him, which is what the New Testament exhorts us over and over to do, to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But it begins, and it cannot happen, unless we realize that we are sinners and can do nothing to save ourselves. We must place our faith, we must place our trust in the person and work of Jesus Christ in order to obtain eternal life and a relationship with God right now. He wants this of you. It's all of God. So let's allow God to set the rules for our spiritual lives, and let's simply believe in Him. And that's what I want to share with you today in this introductory episode of FEA Today. For more information about the Fundamental Evangelistic Association, please check out our website again at www.feasite, that's feasite.org, www.feasite.org. There we have contact information if you'd like to give a call or write the ministry, or you can subscribe to our publications as well through the website. And if we can be of help to you in any way at all, do not hesitate to contact us. Until next time, may our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, bless and guide you as you seek to be faithful to Him in all things.